Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. A deadly shooting following a post-prom gathering in Saginaw has renewed concerns about large unsanctioned events in the city. 17-year-old Deion Wiley, a senior at Saginaw High School, was shot and killed early Friday morning outside a convenience store just hours before he was scheduled to receive his diploma. Authorities say the shooting occurred as a large crowd gathered near the store after the Saginaw United prom. A memorial continues to grow near the scene as classmates and community members remember Wiley. His graduation ceremony went on Tuesday at the Dow Event Center, where students honored their fallen classmate. Police say officers had already responded to the area because of the crowd and were conducting a traffic stop nearby when gunfire erupted. The incident comes as city officials prepare for upcoming unsanctioned outdoor gatherings, being promoted on social media. Saginaw police say events such as the planned Freaknik gatherings at Memorial Park are not permitted and lack organized security, insurance, or official oversight. Residents who have experienced previous events say they are concerned about recurring violence, traffic disruptions, and public safety issues. Police are urging people to avoid attending unauthorized gatherings and say additional patrols will be deployed in anticipation of the events. Investigators continue to pursue leads in the shooting and are working to identify and arrest those responsible for Wiley's death. In other Saginaw County news, authorities are warning residents about a scam involving callers who falsely claim to represent the sheriff's office. Officials say more than a dozen county residents have received phone calls alleging they missed jury duty and must immediately pay a fine to avoid arrest. In some cases, victims reportedly lost money or shared personal information with the callers. The Saginaw County Sheriff's Office and local court officials stress that they do not contact people by phone to demand payment for missed jury service. Anyone who receives one of these calls is encouraged to hang up and report the incident directly to the Saginaw County Sheriff's Office. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Michigan health officials say an emergency recommendation for early measles vaccinations among infants has ended following a successful containment of a Southeast Michigan outbreak. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has advised that babies between 6 and 11 months old in 7 counties receive an early dose of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine as a precaution during the outbreak. State data showed the recommendation led to a sharp increase in vaccinations. Between April 8th and May 16th, more than 2,300 MMR doses were administered to infants in the affected counties, a 210% increase compared to the same period last year. Health officials say the additional vaccinations helped protect young children while limiting the spread of the highly contagious virus. Because no further community transmission was linked to the outbreak, the early dose recommendation expired on May 16th. The department continues to encourage parents and caregivers to keep children current on all recommended vaccinations and advises families with additional questions about measles protection to consult their healthcare provider. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboying Ace Hardware.